Okay, here we go. Malachi Perek Beis, second to last Perek in Nevi'im, in Treyasar. And the Malachi here is continuing to give Musar to the Kohanim and then to all of Am Yisrael, trying to get them to do better. And again, Pashas, this is during Bayesheni. Kadosh Baruch Hu says there's so much more. There are a couple of famous psukim here, what the job of the Kohanim is supposed to be. And towards the end, it gets into what we know is happening during Bayesheni from Ezra and Nehemiah, the intermarriage that was going on. And he was trying to improve in that area, get Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. So here we go. Va'ata says Malachi. Va'ata lechem ha-mitzvah zos ha-kohanim. This is your mitzvah. The end of the our discussion that we just had. Sorry, the discussion of the Ba'ali Mumin that were brought and the mitzvah ba'avera. That's all on the kohanim, and that's how the parak starts off. Malachi. Va'ata alechem ha-mitzvah. This is your mitzvah. We know that there are many mitzvahs related to Ba'ali Mumin. Again, the Rambam discusses this. The Chinuch discusses this. There are five or six separate mitzvahs that are related to Ba'ali Mumin. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. Mitzvahs asay lihiyos kol karbanos tmimin umufcharin. Mitzvahs asay that they should all be tam. Shneimar tamiyi alaratzon zu mitzvahs asay v'chol amakdish. Then we get into the los asays v'chol amakdish behema sheish ba mum lagabe mizbeach over belos asay. If I makdish an animal that has a mum, I already get a an aveira. The lok alakdesho, even though I just said words. Right, but still, I'm going to get malchus on the heck. The shenamar kol asher bo mum lo sakrivu. The pishvul alandu shu asar la makdish bali mumin. Afilu akdishu the domain asachim lo keshi bizayin kachim hu. That is number one. And then the Rambam continues. Halacha dalit hashochet bal mum l'shem karban lo ke shchita. And later on, hamad that he continues v'chein hazorek dam. Ba'ali mum al mizbeach lokeh. So already does rika v'chein amakter emuri ba'ali mum al mizbeach lokeh. All of those nimsei zlamad shim hikdash bal mum b'shachto v'zarak damo v'hikter emurav lokeh arba malchus. Right, you're gonna get four malchus. There's also an issur of putting a mum on in a behemoth. There's also an issur of bringing a bal mum from a non-Jew's animal. All of these are included. And if you want to look in the sefer Chinuch from Reish Pei Hey, Reish Pei Vav, Reish Pei Zion, Reish Pei Ches, Reish Pei Tes, they are all, Reish Sadi, they are all the Averis of Baal Mum. Each one of them, again, has a separate idea of the Mahus HaMitzvah, as the Sefer Chinuch discusses. We discussed that in the Mitzvah Shirim years ago. But again, that's what Malachi is saying here. The Kohanim, it's your job, and this is upon you, and you're messing up. You're supposed to be the teachers. That's what this parak is going to be about, a lot about what the Kohanim are supposed to be doing, and this is what they have been doing. Again, continuing, we remember, this is the Haftorah from Toldos, the first part of this parak. Good. Says the Navi, Imlo tishmu v'imlo tasimu alev. If you don't listen and you don't focus, put it on your heart. Lasi is kavod l'shmi, to give me the kavod. Amar Hashem tzvakos. V'shilachti b'chem es ha-me'era. I'm going to send the curse in you. V'arosius b'rchoseichem. And I will curse the brachas that you receive. We had earlier in Chagai, in the second paragraph of Chagai, that Hashem's going to promise that I'm going to give you bracha. And you will see how there will be tremendous bracha during Bayesheni if you build it. Right? That's what the Navi said in Chagai, in Perek Beis, Pasik Yutes, Lo Nasa Min Hayom, I'm sorry, Va'ar Hagev Ateit Avarim Beisais Lo Nasa Min Hayom Azeh Avarech. From today on, I'm going to bless it. And now he says, but if you don't keep acting properly, then I'm going to turn those blessings into curses. The Malbim says here that it's not dafka those blessings, but it's the blessings of Birchas Kohanim. You're supposed to be the source of bracha to Am Yisrael. You're supposed to be the conduit. And with this type of behavior, you're going to be the conduit for klala instead of bracha. Masha atem avarchim esa'am bebirchas kohanim. Achar akarv esa karban. Shene emar al zeb. Esabu ashmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchim. Shal yedchem yivarach Hashem esa'am. Aval atash atem esalkim shmi mibnei Yisrael. Your actions remove my presence. U'machalim oso ahateich berchoseichem l'klala. I will change that bracha that you're supposed to be the conduit of to a curse, and therefore you need to get better. V'gam arosiyah. Ki enchem samam alev. I have already started, but you're not focusing on it. Hinini, what does he say? Nigor lochem es hazera. I'm going to cause the zera to, I'm going to scream at the zera, meaning I'm not going to have it grow. V'zeirisi feresh al peneichem. Peresh hagechem. I'll throw the dung, I'll throw the garbage at your faces. the parish of Chageichem. What are Chageichem? The karbanos that you bring on Chag. Right? The Radak says that you thought that it was disgusting to bring karbanos. So I'm going to say that your karbanos are disgusting. I'm going to throw it back in your face. Right? This pasuk is darshan by Chazal. People who don't eat properly, people who don't have the proper perspective on eating. The Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Deos, where he talks about appropriate eating, and a Talmud Chacham has to be proper and nikar in his chachma and in his deos and in all his maisim. And the Rambam starts off by saying in his eating, Keita Talmud Chacham lo ye gargaron elo ochel ma'achol ha'ra'ui la'avros gufo. He shouldn't be a gargaron, a glon. He should eat what's appropriate for him. V'lo yochal mimenu achila gasa. V'lo yehe rodef l'malos bitno. He shouldn't run after to fill his beten. Ke'elu shemizmalin mimachol umashke acha tipach kreisen. Until people who stuff themselves. You shouldn't do that. V'yaleim afarash v'kabbalah. And that's what the pasuk refers to. It's really Gemara at the end of Shabbos. Kufnun Aleph. But that's the what's mentioned here by the Rambam. V'seirisi feres alpanechem perish chageichem. Amru chachamim elu b'nei adam she'ochlin v'shosin v'osin kol yemehem kechagim. Every day is a yantif. V'heim ha'omrim achol v'shaso kimachar namus. Let's eat and drink today because tomorrow we die. V'zehu ma'achal harishayim. This is the ma'achal harisham, but that's what this pasuk is referring to, according to the Chazal, according to the Rambam. V'nasa eschem elav, and you carry it to me. I don't want these karbanas, as the Rambam said in the last parak. V'datem, and you shall know, he says to the Kohanim. Kishilachti aleichem as a mitzvah zos. I have sent you this mitzvah, Leos brisi es levi, Amar Shem Svakos. You have a special covenant with me. Other people would love to have this covenant, but they don't. You do. Brisi haisa ito. I have a bris with him, achayim v'hashalom. Chayim and shalom. Who's the ito? Rashi says, Chazal say, Pinchas. Pinchas got brisi shalom, and v'hoftach lo, l'zarach harav. Harizir zarach b'chayim. Chayim is that his descendants will live a long time, and will live forever. The Radak says, maybe he's talking about Pinchas himself. Pinchas, we know, was alive in the story of Pilegesh Begiva, says the Radak. So that's at least 300 years old. Pinchas lived a very long time. But that's what's referred to here. Brisi Aisito, your ancestor. Hachayim HaShalom, Ve'etnam Lo Mora. Vayiraeni, they feared me. Umebdei Shmi Nichasu. And they bowed before my name. Right, the Gemara in Brachas even darshins that this pasuk is referring to the Hishtachava'a that we do during the Amida. Mebdei Shmi, when you get up to Shmi. Before, mipnei shmi nichasu, meaning when we say Hashem's name after the bracha, the Gemara says in brachas daf yud beis, baruch, we bend our knees, ato, we go down, Hashem, we're up. Mipnei shmi, right before the shmi, nichasu, we bend down, and then we get up. And then we have two very famous psukim, Taras emes, haisa b'fiyu, va'avo v'nimsa b'sfasav, referring to Chazal, Aaron HaKohen. So this is where you came from, the Navi is saying. Taras emes haisa b'fiyu. There was a taras emes on his mouth. There was never any sin or crookedness on his lips. B'shalom u'b'mishar halachiti. Went with me in peace and in straightness. Halachiti. V'rabim heishim me'avon. And he got a lot of people back from sin. Again, oiv shalom v'rodev shalom. Aaron HaKohen used to do this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Davav. Darshan this pasuk referring to Aaron HaKohen. That he was Heshev Rabbe Me'avon. Interesting, the Ben Yehoyada on that Gemara in Sanhedrin and Davav says, didn't everybody know that Aaron used to fake it? Right, so how were they tricked? He wants to forgive. So he says, Oev Shalom and Rodev Shalom. He says, Ben Yehoyada quotes his son, Reb Yaakov, as saying, he used to first be Rodev Shalom, run even from Shalom. He used to go to people and try to show that he was on their side. He used to listen to their complaints and say, yeah, what a terrible thing you did. What a crazy thing you did. I can't believe you did that. He used to like build them up and show that he was on their side. And then he would say, but you know what? Dot, 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 and try to get them back together. So that's why his words were makubal. Because first he tried to get them to realize that he was on their side, and then he was able to get them to come back together. But again, that's the reference to Aaron HaKohen. And then we have the pasuk that refers to generally teachers, kisifse kohen yishmu das, the lips of a kohen will guard das v'torah yavakshu mipiyu, and you should ask Torah from his mouth, ki malach Hashem tzvakosu, because he is a malach Hashem tzvakos. The Gemara darshins in Moed Katan and elsewhere that if the person that you are learning Torah from is a Malach Hashem Tzvakos, if he's like a Malach, so then Torah Yevakshem Yipiyu, then learn Torah from him. But if he's not like a Malach, so then don't. That's the Gemara in Melikat and the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Tezvav also. In Dome, that's what the Gemara in Chagiga deals with. How could Rameir learn from Acher? Right? He wasn't like a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. Right? So how was that... How did he do that? Okay, but a lot of different pshatim on this pasuk. Let's go through a few of them. In the Pischa Zeira, that's the hakdama of the makna to the makna on kiddushin, right? The hafla on ksub is the makna on kiddushin. The Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer says the author that he's a teacher is compared to a malach in an unusual way, right? We know this is quoted from the Gra also that a malach is called an omed. Right, we had this earlier in the Treyasar. V'nasati l'cha mahalchem bin ha'omdim ha'ela in Zechariah. Ki ha'adam nikra malach al yidei isko batorah hu mis'ale b'chol yom, mimadrega l'madrega. A person is called a holech, because he goes up and up. A malach is an omed, sho'omdim mimadrega achas b'shkishah shenivru. A malach doesn't go anywhere. He just stays at his level, like the moment that he was created. Like it says in Tehillim, Yahalu Hashem Hashem ki shu tziva v'nivra'u v'yamidim la'ad la'olam. Hashem made them stand forever. Sho'omdim la'olam kishas b'riyasam. V'amar ki tzva Hashemayim yahalu as Hashem al asher tziva v'nivra'u l'fisha amru noch olam liver yoshe b'shedivra v'chul. And he continues. But he says, what's the message of this line that a teacher should be like a malach? Because when a teacher is teaching, his pure kavanas has to be for the good of the Talmud, to bring the Talmud up. Even though teaching brings the Rebbe up also, right? Mi talmida yosem mikulam. But the kavanah of the Rebbe has to be yosem kol magamanas panav lahalos es talmidav ulasbiram bepanim yafus v'lo yachsho ba'osa shah to'eles alios atzmo. Ki chashvo alios atzmo menias alios talmidav v'tzorach lios ba'osa shah kemalach hanikra omed. You're like a malach that's not moving. Or that he's going to get less because he's spending time teaching instead of learning himself. She's not going up, he's not going down. That's the machna. It has to be like a malach. How does a person become like a malach? So the Sulsi Sharman Parachavav says, if he sanctifies every physical activity he's involved in, then he's like a malach. That's all the way at the end of the Mesulsi Sharim. Parachavav. Hayishtalus hushin adam nivdal v'neatak v'nachamriyas lagamre. Umisdavik tamid b'chaleza b'chalshal b'elokav. He's constantly connected to Hashem. V'yaldavar zen nikro neviyim malachim. Kin yishenemer ba'aron. Ki sifzik on yishru das v'dor yivakshim yipiyu. He quotes this pasuk. V'yafilu b'shas his asko b'masim. Hagashmiyim. Hamukhrachim lo mipas gufo. Even when he has to be involved in physical activities, he's connected to Hashem as much as possible, and Hashem will help strengthen that connection even when he's involved in Gashmias. The Rambam in Pirushim Mishnayos and Perkei Avos in the fifth parak says maybe this has to do with perfecting one's das. And that now gets into the other point. Maseches Kala expands on this being Aaron HaKohen, right? Not just the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which was quotes it, but the Maseches Kala mentions, where do we know Anava from? Moshe Rabbeinu. Where do we know Shval Ruach? This is Maseches Kala Rabasi Paragimel. Paragimel. Shval Ruach Me Aharon. And I quote this pasuk. Ve'ein lecha shval ruach yosef meirodev shalom. V'chashov b'daitecha eichu rodev shalom. Think about how Aaron did it. Im eino shval ruach. Hakei tzad im adam mekaloleyu. Omer lo, if somebody cursed at him, shalom alecha. He still was nice to him. Adam meirivimo v'shosek. V'od im ravu shanim. Who or shnayim who mashpel rucho v'holech etzlam tu mashpel v'holech umaretzeu alze v'lachein v'chein lazev shkach ha'isum nasa shal Aaron atzadik calls it Aaron atzadik ha'yishomea al shnayim sheim merivim halach eitzalecha v'amar l'ploni shalom alecha Rebbe v'omer lo shalom alecha Rebbe Yomori ma'mavakish mori he's a ploni chavercha shigrani eschal v'aisecha so and so send me here he wants to make up with you v'chulu. And that's how we know the men and the women and everybody loved Aaron HaKohen because he was the one that got everybody back together. And then it says, Tana, Shmonim Elef Bachurim Kruim B'Shem Aaron, Yatsu Achrei Mitaso. 80,000 boys named Aaron followed his, by his Levaya. There were 80,000 Aarons because they all loved Aaron. They all wanted their children to be like Aaron, and therefore they named their kids Aaron. But Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea, if you look in Divrei Hashkafa on page 75 to 80, he develops the idea that Malachi is talking about here. The Rav mentions there that there are three Nevi'im that spoke about Kohanim. Yechezkel, Chagai, and Malachi here. And they said to these Kohanim, the Kohanim are making a mistake. The Kohanim think that their job, their Iker Tafkid, is the Avodas HaKarbanas. And that's a total mistake. Why? Because that's only 2 weeks out of the year. The rest of the year, the Kohanim are not working. What are they supposed to be doing? Teaching. B'divri anavi mishukaim chamishi yisodo shal tafkide kuna. There are really five jobs of a Kohen. Or Salvation develops here in the next 10 pages, which we don't have time to do everything. But he says, it's all based on the pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk in Yechezkel and Perak Mem Dalet. Ve'es ami yoru ben kodesh lachol. Teach them the halacha. Ubeitami latar yodium. Teach them halacha lamaisa. V'al riv hema yamdu lamishpat. Settle arguments. Veschukosai bechol moadai yishmaru veshapsosai yikdashu. So those five, and he goes through each one, and he says that was part of the mistake Malachi was trying to tell them here. The job of a kohen is not just avoda, right? What does it say here? Ki sifse kohen yishmaru das v'tori yivakshumi piyu. So yes, the pasuk Chazal darshan is to expand upon it to be talking about any talmid chacham and any rabbi who's a teacher has to be like a malach. But the pashas of the pasuk sifse kohen yishmeru das. The kohen has to have the das, and therefore the that they have to remember that that's their main job. Their main job is to teach Torah and not to be limited in a certain sense to the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara Salvation develops all of those ideas there. V'atem sartem anadera, kedidius malachi, but you've strayed from the path. Hechshaltem rabim batorah. You were machshil, right? Because you're supposed to be the teachers, and instead you accepted these karbanos, these bali mumin, and shichatem bris alevi. You destroyed the bris of the levi. Amar Hashem Tzvachos. Like I said before, the special covenant that we have, you've destroyed it. The Gemara darshan's a specific violation. Again, the pashas is that it's just generally not acting like proper kohen. Him. The Gemara in Bechoros, Nav Chavav, says, if the Kohen goes to work in the granary in order to get Truma, right, that's what this is referring to, right? They're not allowed to try to influence the Yisrael into giving them the Truma. Truma is not payment. Truma is a gift, and he gets to choose. He has the Tovas Hanoah of that. So because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, I'm going to make you very low in the eyes of everyone. You're not guarding my way. And now Pasuk Yud starts a new theme. Now he's talking to the Am, not just the Kohanim. Halo Av Echad Lukulanu. Halo Kel Echad Baranu. We have one Father. We have one God. Madua Nivkadish Ba'achiv. L'chala Bris Avoseinu. So why are you violating the covenant? The Mefarshim, Rashi, the Radak, all say this is referring to violating and marrying out. Intermarrying. Bog the Yehuda v'soeva nesta b'Yisrael b'Yerushalayim. The Yehuda has done this terrible toeva of intermarriage, even in Yerushalayim. Says the Mitzudas David. Not only do they do it, they do it in the palace. Ritzon Lamar, Va'odo Sifu Ashma, La Sozos B'Yerushalayim Mira Kodesh. Continuing, Kichilel Yehuda Kodesh Hashem Asher Ohev. They have violated Uba'al Bas El Necher, and they have violated and been Boel, the a daughter of a strange god. Chazal Darshan, that if you violate if you intermarry, so then that is Ki'ilu Obed Avodah Zarah, and that's the connection here. The Abarbanel says, in one line, maybe this means, this pasuk Yud, maybe it's referring to those claimants. They say, well, we're all one God, we're all one people, we're all human beings, we all have Selam Elokim. Maybe that's their excuse for intermarrying. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it a to'eva. Yachreis Hashem la'ish asher yasena erva ona. He should be cut off. Me'ala Yaakov. U'magish minch Hashem svakos. He should be cut off from doing any avoda. Chazal have their interpretation of that pasuk too. But v'zoh shein is tasu, kasos dim es mizbach Hashem, v'chiv anaka. Right, and therefore what happens? This is another sin that Rashi and the Radak explain. Not only do they intermarry, they don't divorce their first wives. So they have this non-Jewish wife, who's the main wife, and the earlier wife is left as a nothing, and not being able to do anything, and stuck. And Almuna, as the Rashi says, ka'amun eschai, is like a live widow. Like a widow has a husband, but she doesn't pay any attention to her. So what does he do? She cries. Tazu kasos dim es mizbach Hashem. The tears cover up the mizbeach. Right, the mizbeach you think is helpful. The karbanos that you bring, the cries are covering up the mizbeach. The cries of the women. Right, the Gemara in Bamitzia has harsh words about a wife or a woman crying. The Gemara in the Onah Gemara, the Onah's Dvarim Gemara, Amar Rav. The Gemara says la olam ye adam zoy bonaz ishto. A person should be very careful about the Onah of his wife. Shemitoch she dimasa mitzuya ona asa krova. Since her tears flow easily, the Onah is krova. We don't want our wives crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about us. Amar Rabbi Elazar, miyom she nechra beis hamikdash nina lu shari tefila. Shenemar gam ki ezak va'ashaveh asazam tefila. See? V'yavav eish shari tefila nina lu shari demaos lo nina lu. Shari demaos are not ninal, and therefore One has to be extremely careful about that, and that's what these people were violating. They were just taking another wife and just forgetting about their previous wives. Me'ein od penos al mincha lakach batom yetchem. I don't want your karbanos, Hashem says. V'yamartem alma, and you say why? Ah, and I'll explain it to you. Ki Hashem heid beincha uvein eches renu recha. Hashem testifies and knows what you've done to the wife of your youth. Asher atah bagadetaba, you violated her. You violated her. Not just, you didn't even divorce her. V'hi chavertecha v'eches brisecha. V'lo echad aso ushar ruach lo. Ma echad mevaki zer elokim. V'nishmartim ruchachem. So, what is this? According to many, this is the claim back. What do you mean? We're not the only ones. Did an Avraham take another wife? V'lo echad aso? Right? Rashi says it might be referring to Adam and Chava, but the Medrash says Avraham. Ushar ruach lo. U'maha echad mevaki zer elokim. Hashem says, he was doing it for spiritual reasons. And by the way, he did it with his wife's reshus. V'nishmartem b'ruchachem, u'be'eshes nurecha al yivgo. Don't bring me any rias. A classic excuse for somebody doing an affair, but they do it, but he does it. You bring the tzaddik. No, it's not connected at all. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adav Chav Beis, and the Gemara at the end of Gittin also quotes this pasuk all the way at the end of Subis, to Darshan, that the Mizbeach is Morid Dmos, right? The Mizbeach is in this parak. Mizbeach is Morid Dmos whenever there's a gerushin that shouldn't be happening. Even if there's a gerushin that should be happening, the Mizbeach is Morid Dmos because it's breaking a connection, breaking a bris, and maybe it's symbolic because Bnei Yisrael and Hashem are married, Gilyoni Ashas, at the end of Gittin. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Agonish at the end of Gittin says that every gerushin is like a break of a covenant, and that reminds Agonish Baruch Hu of the covenant that we have that maybe we haven't been fully faithful to. So that's why the Gemara Darshan is from this pasuk. Every gerushin is morid demos. Every gerushin, the mizbeach, is morid demos. Ki sanei shalach. What does this pasuk mean? So this is also darshan on the last daf of Ksubis. Maybe it means sanei shalach. The pasuk is, if you hate the woman, you don't want to be married to her, so divorce her. Send her away. Don't keep her. And let her be an alman eschayis. Amar Hashem, not only do you intermarry, but you keep the first wife. And she can't do anything. She's stuck. Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. V'kisa chamas halavusha. You try to cover up the chamas. V'nishmartim ruchachem v'godo. Don't be bogeyed. Don't be bogeyed to those who are not listening. That's what the Gemara says. Kisani shlach, the last amud in Gittin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imsanesa shlach. That's one shot. Sanesh, if you hate her, just shlach. Rabbi Yochanan Darshan is the opposite from this pasuk. Sanui hamishaleach. Hated is the one that sends away. Try to work it out. Try to work out the marriage. The Rashba writes in a tshuva, right? Most gerushin doesn't get a bracha, even though gerushin is a mitzvah. They get a bracha because many gerushins are sanuya mishalech. Sanuya mishalech. It shouldn't be happening. Last pasuk, Hogatam Hashem b'devreichem. This is just a general. You have wearied Hashem with your words. V'amartem oganu. You don't recognize it. V'amarchem kolosei ra tov b'nei Hashem. Because you see, tzadik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo. You have to have faith. You have to have faith that I am in charge. I'm in charge. You have to do tshuva. Again, this is the middle of Bayisheni already. Not in the middle, towards the beginning of Bayisheni. Malachi overlap with Chagai and Zechariah. But again, they already have a Beis HaMikdash, and they have already fallen. Next time, Hashem, we get into the last Perek in all of Nevi'im, in all of Treyasar, that will be Malachi Perek Gimel Be'ezus Hashem.